doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Ah, yes, we know what that means. Only one thing. It is time for another edition of Safety Talk here in studio. Craig Montana being joined by the sergeant, Jimmy Morgan. He's here for answer your questions all about the roadways and waterways and skyways throughout the great state of Texas. Here, there, and everywhere. Back roads, highways, freeways. Whether it's asphalt or caliche top, right? You got you covered?
Sure.
Yeah. We got a lot of caliche around here, so out of those roads.
Well, my buddy Steve Wood is supposed to be en route, so we'll see.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if he ain't here, I ain't introing nobody until he shows up.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, I might look silly if he doesn't.
Right.
If he's not here.
That's true. That's true. I'm here to talk about the most dangerous thing we do every day.
Get out of bed?
No, drive a motor vehicle.
Drive a motor vehicle, okay. I thought maybe, you know, you never know what's going to happen when you trip out of bed or something like that.
Reason I say that, I just looked at our fatality count for the state of Texas, and the last posting we got by TxDOT is 2,041 fatalities here on our state highways. We're averaging somewhere about 279 to 9.3 deaths daily on our Texas roadways. So that's why I think it's the most deadly thing we do every day is drive a motor vehicle.
Pretty so. I mean,
to the Twin Towers. So
yeah. How does that average per year?
Well, we're going to be in that 34 to 3600 way it's going.
Range. We're going to be like we are every year, about the same.
I think we're at a peak right now because the vacation people, a lot of people on the roadway and stuff like that, and you know, it's heat, it's hot, and everybody's people going to the lakes. A few accidents with alcohol involved and stuff like that. I think it begins when school starts up. You know, people typically are through with vacations. You have your typical work traffic, but and then we wait for Friday nights and then Saturdays and football and all that good stuff. But typically we have a little bit of a peak during the summer months because, like I say, it's just so many people got so many things going on. They're trying to wrap their vacations up. Far as vehicles, I looked. We've tied last year's total count of 24 vehicle heat strokes. And I just talk about every one of my programs because, you know, I can't believe it's not talked about more because most of these deaths are children, that are, I mean, infants or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we're at 24. We typically average around about 37. But last year we had a good, better year, let's put it that way, at 24. But we're at 24 right now. And the last one being an 18-month in Abilene, Kansas. Prior to that, we had two here in Texas, and we lead this thing with about five on the year here in the state of Texas.
Okay, so that's the national number.
Yes, then. That's correct. That's correct.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
for
we
the
have
states.
Five.
Okay. Still, that's five too many.
Right. Absolutely. And so that's why we're talking here today because we lead the nation. So. Just caution people, I don't care if you have to put an app on your phone or whatever you got to do to remind you, you have the kid for the day, whoever that is, because a lot of these are just children, whatever, somebody's schedule changes or whatever, and they forget they have the kid in the car or whatever. I don't know how that happens because I'm a parent. I don't think we ever came close. We locked the key, the keys in the car one time with our kid in the vehicle running. I've done that.
Yeah, my wife has actually did that one time, and it was, I think, the worst day of her life.
Yeah. If it was up to my wife, we'd have a brick through the window. I said, patience, we're good. Everything's good. No problem. Yeah. I'll just get somebody out. We'll do it the right way. We'll get it unlocked.
Luckily, I was just a phone call away for mine. Real quick.
Women, when it comes to that, whatever it takes.
She locked the car and looked in, and all of a sudden the baby's sitting there with the keys in her hand.
Same deal.
Playing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You do it when you shut the door. You knew it. You can't get the door. Grab the door before it shuts.
That's it.
Man, so anyway. But let's see what else is going on. We're taking any phone calls, right? All phone calls, that's all.
We will take phone calls. We don't have any right now. But if somebody wants
emails,
to call in,
Texas,
of course,
whatever.
979-836-9937, 836-9937. Or those emails again, mail, mail@kwhi.com. You can get your stuff in here.
Another thing that we're putting out is that it's obviously, if you paid attention to whatever weather we've had other than the 100 degree, matter what, matter of fact, on the way down this morning, I tell you how hot it is. I looked over in the pond this morning, a cow standing in the pond looking at me. He just, you know, he knows just that's this morning.
Just a bit head above water.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He's sitting there looking at me and going, I got this figured out. Mm-hmm. So they ain't dumb as you think they are. So, but I thought that was kind of interesting. But hurricane preparedness. Obviously, what we try to tell people, depending where you live at in the state, you know, it's a bigger deal than some. If you live on the coast or you got family that lives on the coast, we're trying to make sure that everybody's aware that we're starting to get in that main September, October season of Texas here, hurricane. We've had one hit Belize, you know, kind of a mild hurricane. I don't know what the wind speed, probably category one. I think they added at 80 miles an hour. But just have a plan, practice that plan, make sure your family members know what that plan is, and know your evacuation routes that TxDOT has posted for you in the area that you live in.
I think we got a phone call here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today. You have a question.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Corporal Morgan, congratulations on your promotion, number one, and thank you for being out there for us. And now my question is, I have a friend that has a CDL.
Right.
And he got three dings on it.
Three dings. Like moving violation or just what?
Well, he got three dings put on it, and he don't know. He wants to know how long they're going to last is what I'm asking.
Dings normally last up to 3 years on your driving record.
Okay. For, you know, one was for a out of service.
Okay.
One was for overweight without the proper permit, permits.
Right.
And the other one was for some marker light infractions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 3 years on.
Now, is this owner-operator or is this for a company that he drives for?
No. This is for a he works for a gentleman.
I mean, is it a big company? What I'm getting at is that what's going on now that when I talk to companies, when I travel around and visit with people that have a fleet of trucks or and they have drivers and stuff, the company develops a portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that portfolio rating is their insurance and other things that happen to it. But if you have so many violations per driver, per truck, for a company, then that's going to trigger an audit by our department.
Right.
So that's why companies are really, and I told a group the other day, if you get a DWI this day and time, I mean, look, it's never a good time, but especially this day and time, you're not only talking a lot of money on whether you get beat the rap or not.
Right.
That you are a liability to the company you drive for from that point on.
I understand
and
that.
And they can't afford to keep you.
Well, he's just wondering how long the dings are going to last pay on his record.
Well, moving violations, insurance company typically is 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can tell him it's three years.
Now, if that's what he's worried about, I don't know what he's. That don't necessarily that means they drop off, but
he's saying, well, they're going to be taken.
Yeah, I can't guarantee what that is. You know, we've got over 20 million registered vehicles in the state of Texas.
Right, I understand that. And I told him the same thing.
You know, depending on the staff and whatever, there's no set time I can sit here and tell. Well, on this particular date, that's going to drop off. But typically on insurance purposes and stuff like that and other things, typically they look at a three-year window.
Okay. Is 3 years on each ding or 3 years for all of them?
Yeah, for each. Because you can get one this year and you get one next year. Well, it's not going to go off at the same time.
Okay. So it depends when you get it.
It depends when the conviction of that is. I mean, you can be charged and not convicted, so.
Understand that, and this company they only have four trucks.
Right, small.
But anyway, it's a small company, but he's just worried about how long it's going to be on there.
Right,
because you know when you swipe the card, I mean it shows up.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Sarge.
Okay. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
And have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
There we go. Reach the phone call there 979-836-9937. Get your question answered.
So Craig yesterday had a call.
Okay.
BR549. No. Lady calls me and says, hey, I have a situation maybe you can help me with, which is kind of what I do for a living. But anyway, she says, hey, Jim, we've got family member moving back from Tennessee. And, you know, he sold a car, so many years ago. He didn't do this, whatever. That's another conversation I want to finish up today. But I said, well, let me stop you right there. Car had nothing to do with nobody's driving record.
Mm-hmm.
But when the officer stops you, he ain't citing the car. He's citing you. Well, he's got some infractions on his Tennessee driver license. I said, and he can't, they won't give him another license here in Texas. I said, that's correct. And that's going to happen if you're Texas going to Tennessee. Just because you decide you're going to move state to state, they're going to look at a current driver license from another state that there's no outstanding warrants or whatever it may be, because they're not going to issue. So the only thing that person can do is go back and get with Tennessee and say, look, what do I owe? What did I miss? Whatever. And get that license straight. Then you will be able to surrender that driver license to the state to get a Texas driver license. So if you're one of them or you're moving from Texas and your game plan is, I'm just going to switch states, it's going to be all right, and I'll start another. That's not going to work. So I just thought I'd pass that on. But
all right.
So
get information to know from anybody that's traveling.
But I've talked about that before on the vehicle part. You know, look, if you're going to sell a car, I know you do this radio and all that good stuff, and look, if you're going to sell RVs or you're going to sell cars or whatever, I would definitely meet that person at the registration office, because on that date, you're going to go up there and you're going to take care of business. You're going to get that everything swapped over into their name and get it out of your name. And if you do one of these deals, well, I'll take $500 and I'll let you pay me off 6 months. Well, what do you know that person's going to do in 6 months? And then get toll bills and all that. Now that's where it changes a little bit. They're citing the car. They don't know who's driving the car. They know who it's registered to. And some counties, depending your Dallas tollways, your Houston, some of these counties, if you live within that tollway, if there's any violations on that car, when you go to register that car, they're not going to do it until you pay that up, whatever that amount of money. And there's some people out there that owe lots of money.
Wow.
So yeah. I don't know eventually where they'll end up going with it. I thought at some point they may look. I don't know if they'll ever target your license, your driver license, for renewal. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. But right now in some of these counties, they won't renew your registration.
Okay. All right. Take a break real quick.
Sure.
Do that. We'll do that and let you step away for a moment. Safety Talk, once again, 979-836-9937 this morning here in studio, answering your questions live, Sergeant Jimmy Morgan. And if he ever shows up here, Sergeant Steve Woodard will be here at some point, they say. And we'll come back with more of your questions and more information after this on KWHI.
Martina McBride and Friends, Band Against Cancer, the Sarah Cannon Tour. Just around the corner. Saturday, September 17th, 7 p.m., Bass Concert Hall. With special guests, Thompson Square. You gonna kiss me tonight. Cassidy Pope. And Hudson Moore. Martina McBride.
My daughter's eyes.
Performing all her hits. Saturday, September 17th, 7 p.m., Bass Concert Hall.
Freedom.
Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Available at the Bass Concert Hall Ticket Office, by phone at 512-477-6060, and online at texasperformingarts.org. Don't miss your chance to see this truly special event. Martina McBride and Friends. Presented by St. David's Healthcare.
Hurry into Allied Ace for their big hot summer savings through August 31st. This month, get Tide liquid laundry detergent for $4.99 with instant savings. To store all your summer wear and pool toys, pick up storage totes at Allied Ace. Choose from black or clear totes from 7.5 quart size with latching lids all the way up to 112 quarts, starting at only $2.99 up to $12.99. Finish up your summer canning or get ready for all garden canning with regular mouth pint jars, a Red Hot Buy at only $7 for a box of 12. Don't forget lids, only $1.99 for a box of 12. Stock up on basic pleated air filters in assorted sizes. Buy two, get one free. For easy cleanup, pick up the Craftsman Wet Dry Bag, a Red Hot Buy this month at only $19.99. And get instant savings on assorted trash bags at only $4.99 per roll with your Ace Rewards card. Stop in for these August Red Hot Buys now through August 31st at Allied Ace Hardware, 307 North Austin Parkway in Brenham. Ace is the helpful place. Remember, use your rewards card and save more.
The Washington County Farm Bureau is a proud supporter of the area farmers and ranchers and the many contributions they make to our everyday lives in this area. As a proud supporter of the 4-H Awards Banquet, the Washington County Farm Bureau hopes you'll also show your support of the 4-H members in our area. The Washington County Farm Bureau is here to support you from the simple farming community all the way to the legislative aspects of your rights. Stop by and visit with the Washington County Farm Bureau at 1703 East Tom Green Street in Brenham.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big-screen TV in their full-service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guests or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at loscabosbrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week in Brenham on Highway 36 South across from Walmart.
Welcome back to Safety Talk once again on KWHI this morning. Craig Montana is Corporal Jimmy Morgan in studio. Sergeant Jimmy Morgan. I'm going to get it down where I'm not going to mess up no more.
That's no big deal, Craig.
Sergeant Jimmy Morgan here in studio. Answering your questions, whatever it may be about driving safe or any kind of question about the roadways, vehicle violations, whatever it may be. He's got books and books and books over here. I saw one while ago. I hadn't seen it in a real long time. That driver's handbook, that yellow book.
I wanted to see what they were teaching on left turn lane, and I've talked about that. But on 5-20, the only time a vehicle should enter in a center lane is at the point where the vehicle will have time to slow down or stop in order to make a safe left turn maneuver. The center lane should never be used for passing or as a through traffic lane.
Okay.
But you see that.
Yeah, because if there's a long line of cars in that left lane, but you're going to make that left-hand turn in the center lane, a lot of people, they'll make that and they'll pass 20, 30 cars again, because they're going to use that lane anyway.
Should never be used for passing or through a traffic.
Yeah, but the question is on that, you know,
look,
you got to wait through that one lane just to turn with two, three red lights.
Yeah, I mean, the improved shoulder, you see it in Austin quite a bit. It's to slow to, you may, the word says may, and I always talked about or may shed or well, may. You may use the improved shoulder to slow to make a right turn, right? May. You don't have to. Some trucks... truck tractor versus car, they can't get that close to make the right turn. So that's what it says may.
Mm-hmm.
But in Austin, Texas, they think that, all right, I'm going to turn right up here another quarter of a mile. So I'm just going to go on down the shoulder, whatever. The problem with that, what about the guy that's waiting his turn that's trying to be in reasonable distance? Because it says slow to make a right. Well, if you're already stopped at a red light, you're not slowing anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you've got to be careful when you start moving, because a lot of people are misusing some of these lanes, what they're designed to be used for. So I just thought I'd point that out, because somebody brought that up to me the other day. Hurricane Ike.
Quick question back on that. Just, you know, we're on this lane. So say... Because I've guilty this before myself, make sure that you can do this. Somebody's stopped, two-lane highway, they're going to turn left.
Right.
And you're coming up behind them at speed.
Right.
You can shift over to that, to the shoulder, to get past them and stay at speed.
Yeah. One of the reasons why you're allowed to use the right, you know, the improved shoulder is to slowly or go around somebody's slowing or making a left-hand turn.
Okay.
So, yes, that's a legal.
Well, make sure.
Other than
because I do it all the time. I was like, yeah, well, I mean.
Now, what happens sometimes, what's frustrating, you know that law, right? Mm-hmm. But the guy directly behind the car that stopped, what does they do? So they stop. They don't use that to keep the traffic flowing.
Yeah.
And then by the time you start doing that, then they may come over and we may have a wreck, right?
Yeah.
So what are you thinking on that one if you're that officer that rolls up to that scene?
Oh, you got me.
Well,
I ain't got all
I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Me.
You cannot make a movement left, right, forward, backwards, unless it may be made safely. It says that in the transportation code.
Okay.
And if you're made that decision to stop behind the car that's making a left, and that's what you wanted to do, well, don't blame the other two or three cars behind you doing what the law allows them to do. So if you change your mind, you cut them off, we have impact, then we're going to be looking at you.
Okay.
Turn when on safe.
Okay.
So check your mirrors. That's what I got to say.
And those blind spots.
Yeah. And know your what you can do that improves shoulder. You can use it to exit. You can use it to come on a roadway, get your speed up, move over.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it to somebody coming across, somebody calling out. Are you allowed to improve shoulder to miss an accident? Yeah. That's one of the to avoid an accident. Officer out there directing traffic, you know. But typically, it's not meant to be used just as a passing lane. That's where people get scared and frustrated that they're going down the road. Now, some of these people calling and complaining, the reason they're getting passed on the right is what? Is they're doing 60 and 70, and people get frustrated. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I'm just saying you, as a motorist, can, if you're under the speed limit and that's what you want to do, and that's what, whether you're pulling a trailer, whatever your situation may be, you can move to the right, allow faster traffic to go by, and then move back over. That's what you should do. If the shoulder allows you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So now these rumble strips that they added, I will say this, it's not as a smooth transition as it used to be. And depending how wide your vehicle and what you're pulling, you may be sitting there going, rattling your teeth for a little bit while you're doing that. And so I think some of that is kind of people were not really doing much as they used to because of that, but I'll really take a little rattling and be involved in an accident. That's just me.
I tell you, did you come down 36 when you came in this morning?
Yes, sir.
That bridge where they got right there by 1948, that bridge right there, where they got the roads kind of like shifted over to one side.
Yes, sir.
Right there in the middle of that one lane coming back into Brenham South. They've got that rumble strip right in the middle of the lane.
Mm.
And every time I come down, I hit it, and it gets me every time.
Yeah. Now, them things are meant to get your attention and make sure you're looking up.
But because they shifted that lane to the shoulder, that rumble strip is right in the middle of it, so you hit it.
It'll get you.
Like, what was that?
I don't know what the final, they played with these rumble strips for a while. You've seen some on a side, some in the middle, and, some roads, whatever, but overall, they've done a great job. So
they will get your attention, let me tell you.
They will get your attention. I was going to say, September 13th, 2008, Hurricane Ike, Galveston, $19.3 billion, 84 deaths. And remember, it was just a Category 2.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear people talk about hurricanes, they talk about the wind so much. 96 to 110 is a Hurricane 2. That what really gets, depending where you're at, as we found out this year here in Washington County, you don't have to have a lot of wind to have a lot of damage.
Yeah, that storm surge.
Yeah, that water and how much rain you get is going to make a big difference. So just want to caution people, and I'll move on from that. But that was a big hurricane that affected Texas quite a bit there.
Because water will never lose.
Yeah. Now, we wish we had a little of that water right now.
A little bit of what we had.
I mean, it's not looking good where I'm from. That leads me to this next story. I'm starting to see a little hay going up down the roadway. These farmers have got a little bit of a belling in, but I was thinking they're going to have a bumper crop this year, but now that it's gotten so dry, I'm not too sure of that. So, but if you are going to do the round cylinder bales again, the $10 permit is required on that up to 144 inches. I'm sorry. for that round, two-round cylinder bill hay trailer that you got. And if it's got dual wheels on that hay trailer, you do not get exemption under the mud flap law on that. So make sure you add that to your trailer, because some trailers are being sold here in Texas without the mud flap. You do not get exemption on that just because you're a farmer.
And again, that $10 permit, that's a year-long permit?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. From DMV.
From date of purchase or for a calendar year?
Date of purchase. Yeah. Let's see here. Well, hey, Steve, what's going on, brother?
Pretty good, brother.
Just snuck in here on you.
So I hear the GPAs are going up.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. No. Campus carry. For a license.
That was
started first of August.
Early this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we'll sit back and observe, kind of like what we did in January when license to carry came to effect where you could open carry. And by the way, talking to members of law enforcement, what I can tell, we've had no problems with open carry here in the state of Texas. And again, I think it's the type of people getting these type of license. We have over a million license to carry holders now.
In county,
absolutely. And we're still, again, it's typically people that just want to protect themselves and their property. Mm-hmm. Your people that are out there that are robbing banks, trafficking narcotics, doing all the illegal stuff, they don't want to be in the system. They're not going to get a license to carry permit. Their weapon is probably going to be stolen. They don't want anything tied to them. So typically that's what is going on. So I we'll see how this works out. You know, some of these universities have come up with areas where they're not allowing that, but for the most part. Now, I pointed out the other day that the effect's about, what, half the student body, because you got to be at least 21 to have a license to carry unless you're military.
Right. Then there's a background check.
Yeah. So, again, I don't see any. Now that we're talking concealed carry versus open carry.
Well, here's the deal with that concealed carry, Jimmy. That's going to have to be a family decision. You send your child to school, and they get the right to pack a concealed weapon, whether it's in a zone or not. That needs to be a family decision. So between the guardian or the parent or whoever, you need to get involved if you're going to, you know, let your child do that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a decision that a young college student should make on their own. So we got to get involved to his parents now that the state has given us that right, you know?
Yeah. I was reminded the other day that there's some high schools here in the state of Texas, depending where these schools are at. The school boards are allowed some of the faculty members to conceal carry. And they don't publicize who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is response time by law enforcement based on their location, where they're located in the state, that everybody knows that some of these events happen real quick. And so, you know, one of the things that me and Steve have been talking about, and Steve's already started some of it, is visiting with groups, organizations, and assessing their threat and educating people on active shooting and stuff like that. So it's something to talk about. I know it's sad that we have to talk about it, but it's reality that is now in the United States.
All right. We're going to stop you right there real quick. Got to take a quick break real
quick. Okay.
Pay some bills. We'll come back. More safety talk again. If you have questions for them, 979-836-9937, 836-9937, or email us here, mail@kwhi.com. We'll be back more after this.
We know College Station and the Brazos Valley. You've trusted us with your well-being and health. That's why we're excited about our new name, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. It represents two nationally recognized leaders in healthcare, joining forces to strengthen the diagnostic and treatment services you've come to expect from us. Now, as a part of the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in Texas, we offer a wider network of medical expertise and resources. What does this mean to you and your family? The same physicians and healthcare professionals you know and trust, offering an enhanced ability to provide compassionate, patient-centered care. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center, College Station. Changing healthcare for life. For more information, visit collegestation.sw.org.
Durham School Services, delivering students safe, on time, and ready to learn every day. Need some extra cash? Work part-time driving for Durham. Durham offers a competitive salary and professional training. Parents, you can bring your children to work with you. And it's a great opportunity to earn money and serve your community at the same time. If you're looking for a job with flexible hours and great pay, call Durham School Services at 979-277-0090 today. Stop by in person at 507 East 6th Street or visit them online at durhamschoolservices.com.
Lambert International is your heavy equipment headquarters, located at 7800 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill. Looking for new or used equipment? Give Lambert International a shout, and if they don't have it on the lot, they'll find it for you. They supply all the needs for construction, heavy equipment, or landscaping. Call Lambert International at 979-830-7117 or visit their website at lambertint.com. Lambert International, a local and family-owned business buying and selling quality used heavy equipment.
It's back-to-school shopping at the Brenham Saddle Shop during their 56th anniversary sale. A group of men's Ariat Cinch and Wrangler 20X jeans are reduced. All men's Rock and Roll jeans, regular price $80, are on clearance for $59.44. Group of boys' jeans reduced. Assorted group of straw hats are on sale. Large selection of men's, ladies, and children's boots are also on sale. Take advantage of these sale prices. Use their convenient layaway. Brenham Saddle Shop, Highway 290 East Frontage Road in Brenham. Family-owned and operated for 56 years. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 5. 5:30.
Kelly Green and White, Lion Cubs, named for a highly successful semi-pro baseball team in the area. Live Lion Cub mascots, all great traditions in Brenham, as has been osteopathic medicine. Osteopathic physicians are fully trained and licensed to practice all phases of medicine. Brenham's osteopathic family physician is Dr. Robert Stark. Healthcare for the whole family with a healing touch. Go green, go white. Dr. Robert Stark, DO, 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
Leroy Schrader Contractor Incorporated is your local supplier of natural building and landscape stone. Accent your landscape with patio flagstone, moss and waterfall rock, bed border stone and boulders. Plus, they offer bulk garden and flower bed mix, topsoil, mulch, and compost. They also carry building stones for homes, fireplaces, and swimming pools, road material for driveways and septic rock. Leroy Schrader Contractor, 8051 Highway 36 North. Open weekday 7:30 till 5 until noon on Saturday. Call 836-6521 or 1-800-392-9784.
Drivers have a big responsibility when they're on the road, and so do pedestrians. Nearly 500 pedestrians die on Texas roads each year, and we all share a responsibility to bring that number to zero. If you're driving, always watch for pedestrians. If you're walking or jogging, always use a crosswalk and look out for oncoming vehicles. And everyone should put their phones away and pay attention. On foot or behind the wheel, always follow traffic laws. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Country Store wants to, welcome back to Safety Talk today. We'll get the right program
here.
Safety Talk, Corporal Sergeant Jamie Morgan, Craig, and Sergeant Steve Woodard here in the studio answering your questions. Whatever you may have, they'll get you covered. And seems to be, we had a phone call off the air about CDL.
Yeah.
So be coming from out of state. In Texas, want to know what they all need to do to get their CDL transferred to the state of Texas.
Steven, thanks. That when you come back from another state, right, some things that you have to bring to get your CDL here in Texas.
Right.
You know, we were taught medical certificates and all that.
The man was coming from West Virginia.
Yeah. Stephen things to think, but you also need to buy a pair of boots before you get a Texas CDL.
Mandatory
boots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steel toe, or does it matter? Are we getting specific here on the boots?
Yeah. You can get that hat at Bucky's.
Yeah.
It's some jerky.
Yeah. Which is good, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, I know I've had some.
Yeah, which is good, by the way.
Oh, man. And leave that other stuff back where you come from and come here with a positive attitude.
Positive attitude.
We don't need no bad attitudes out there.
Not on our roadways.
Yeah. That's probably the worst thing we have to deal with, people with bad attitude.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's their world, and we're all just living in it. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Guy called me the other day. He says, I don't understand it. He says, we got a one-lane road. These people out here driving 55, 60. It separates where now you got, for a couple miles, they have two lanes. I call it a relief lane or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm sure TxDOT's got another name for it. He said, then they speed up. Have you witnessed that?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Boy, this guy was hot.
He happened
to have my number.
It's frustrating. It is frustrating. Yeah. Highway,
he was hotter than the temperature.
Highway 105 got one of those. You'll be behind somebody. No one goes to the speed limit. As soon as you get one of those lanes, they'll pull off, or you'll pull off to get to the other lane of speed, and they'll be right there with you the whole time. Yeah. And then you got to choose who's going to be in front now.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's going to take the lead?
What dog's taking the lead?
Yeah, what dog's taking the lead?
Yeah,
that's it. And so it's frustrating. I drive 105 a lot.
Yeah,
and it's tough.
That's a highway, right? You're not doing 105, are you?
Sure. Yeah. No.
I'm gonna make sure that's correct.
No, I'm taking Highway 105. We go the back way to go to Chapel Hill that way.
Yeah. Oh man. Let's see here. Luggage racks on back of vehicles.
The ones you do on the receiver hitch back there?
Yeah. Again, people got to be reminded that there's some exemptions on that. Your trailer hitch, or you may have a handicap wheelchair, bicycle rack or something.
They make barbecue grills put in there now. Those are handy.
Barbecue grills and luggage racks are not going to meet the exemption.
Really?
You're going to have to leave something there to... where your license plate could be seen. Leave a hole or something.
Right.
So be careful when you start packing stuff back there. I see that every day going down the road. That yellow light, would you tell me what that meant?
I didn't know
that was a Batman phone or what.
No. Okay. It's a phone call. Okay. But
we need a red phone here.
Yeah.
Nothing else said phone call.
I want a red
phone. Good morning. You're on safety talk today.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'll find out for the company. That me kept calling. I'm trying to find the land hand number.
Oh, you're looking for the country store. I'll tell you what, this is safety talk right now. I'll give you the number downstairs and help you out down there.
Okay.
It's a 836 3655.
Okay, so you finna go downstairs?
No. There's people down there. They'll help you out. Just call them.
Oh, 836-3655.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I got the wrong number there.
No, you got the right number.
No, you got the right number.
It's just a different program right now. It's not the country store.
Okay, what you on?
It's safety talk. I got the state troopers in here talking about safety on roadways.
Okay, just tell them, don't let them go too fast.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
There
we go.
Mansion.
I was going to let you answer that one.
you got some laying hands, Steve?
You know,
I like to have some.
There's always some for sale.
I like to have some laying hands.
I always use those.
But
you need it.
Huh? Well, I already got coyote problems with them Barbados sheep. What do you think they're going to do with them hens?
Yeah.
They'll be making a new cartoon at my place.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. So, I guess as we approach this month, we're going to be back in school.
2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks.
Right about 2.5 weeks.
But 22nd.
Somebody was asking me about seatbelts on school buses. You know, that kind of passed a couple sessions ago. There was kind of a window there. Typically, what's going to have seatbelts on them is a school bus under 10,000 pounds or 10,001 pounds. Somewhere in that area there. And they're going to have a little bit higher seat, because of revenue problems, they didn't go back and add seat belts to school buses.
You know,
and I don't know if even the new big ones are even coming out with the seat belts.
To retrofit all the buses.
Have you seen any of the new ones?
Yeah, down in Houston, we had a bad wreck down there to where a bus actually overturned off of one of our interstates, the 610 loop.
Right.
And killed a couple of kids, unfortunately. And since then, probably about 3 months ago, They've inundated seatbelts on their school buses now.
They've actually went back and added them on?
Yes,
all of them. They've retrofitted
all
of them.
It's going to be
a lot of school districts just couldn't afford it.
Yeah, I mean, that's, district area.
Yeah. Now, the new ones coming out, I hadn't really walked up on the new ones to see what they're doing with the new ones that are coming out. But somebody was just asking. I kind of actually forgot about all the seatbelt thing. But, of course, my day, you know. I do know that everybody's supposed to be sitting down in a seat, not on the floor, standing up and all that. So, but again, it's just that time of year. So I just want to kind of bring it up. And as school starts up, we'll visit a little bit more about, things that to do, not do, especially around school buses and stuff.
You see the stop sign come out and all the lights come on. Yeah. Everybody needs to stop.
Well, if you want something to affect you, why don't you pay this, anywhere from $500 to $1,250 fine. Tell me that won't get your attention.
Yeah, it might.
I mean, then it goes up on a second offense.
Yeah. So, let's see here. Wire spoke rims. We've talked about that before. Me and Steve were talking about that on the program the other day. We were doing, again, we're back at total width of a vehicle is what we're going to look at on that. Don't get this confused with your extension loads. On your loads, the 3 inches to the left, 6 inches to the right, the 3 foot to the front, the 4 foot to the back. Mm-hmm. That's a separate law based on what we're talking about because these rims are part of the vehicle.
Those Ben-Hur rims?
Yeah, and I'm sure they will hurt if you ran into one through a parking lot. So,
hey, on that new Chevy, how long are your rims that you have on yours?
I don't know. I ain't got no spokes. I'm an 8 foot, I can tell you.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
No, man. So you try to get me. See what he tried to do?
Let's see here. Mind if we take another quick break here? One more?
We can do that.
Come back and we'll kind of let you figure out, kind of get some final thoughts here before long. We'll do that real quick. Pay some more bills. Back more safety talk. Again, 979-836-9937 or send us some email here, mail, mail at kwhi.com. We'll come back right after this.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
At Germania Insurance, we understand that your home and your vehicle are places where you live your life. That's why we insure the things that are most important to you, your home, your vehicle, and your family. We have competitive rates, discount options, and exceptional claim service 24/7. Germania is the Insurance Texans Trust.
Call Spies Insurance at 979-836-4241, your Germania representative in Brenham.
Trust Germania.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill has one-of-a-kind dining experience. Eat in their comfortable dining hall or enjoy the big-screen TV in their full-service bar. Having a party or meeting? Bring your guests or business associates to Los Cabos and use one of their spacious private dining rooms. They also offer catering delivered to your special event. Choose fajitas, steaks, chicken, or seafood entrees. View their full menu online at LosCabosBrenham.com. Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse open at 11 a.m. 7 days a week in Brenham on Highway 36 South across from Walmart.
Howdy, folks. Boo Christensen, broker owner of REMAX Advantage in downtown Brenham. I'm pleased to announce that I have partnered with Johanna Fothery and Pam Green, formed a new REMAX Advantage real estate office. I look forward to serving all of your real estate needs, including residential, farm and ranch, and commercial. REMAX, the most recognized brand in real estate, will certainly get your property the maximum exposure, and of course, I will give you the ultimate service that you require while handling your real estate transaction. Stop by the REMAX Advantage office in downtown Brenham at 110 East Alamo, or give me a call at 277-8400.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Gazebo Terra Skilled Care and Rehab invites you to see their unique healthcare facility tailored to those seeking a more home-like atmosphere. Enjoy the courtyards and spacious rooms. Rise in the morning on your terms. breakfast made to order. Enjoy coffee on the patio. Bathe or shower when you prefer. After a workout in the therapy gym, enjoy a day filled with activities including churning butter, popcorn and a movie, dancing with Elvis, or a trip to the beauty salon. Call or stop by for a guided tour at Gazebo Terrace Skilled Nursing and Rehab, 830-7100.
Welcome back to Safety Talk once again. KWH Shy, Craig Montana, joined by Sergeant Jimmy Morgan and Sergeant Steve Woodard in studio answering your questions today, whatever it may be. Once again, 979-836-9937 or send us an email here, mail, M-A-I-L at KWHI.com.
So, you know, when I was talking about license plate, I was going to tell you, you know, these dealerships had a couple years ago, I had to start redoing, you know, you buy a new car or whatever. Steve got about three or four of them. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Must be nice.
You got to put, they put their, you know, dealer kind of thing around the plate and all that. Well, people were, this was a big thing at one time, but they've gotten better putting these things, doing different things. But Altars obscures one half or more of the name of the state. So when you see, when you put something on your license plate, on your rear, and it covers up half the state, the name of the state, then that would be actually a violation under the 504.945. So, again, a lot of these dealerships have adjusted to this. We definitely want to see all the numbers, and it doesn't do good to have the number, right, if you don't know what state it belongs to.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, so it's not going to work. So I just wanted to finish pointing that out. Also, let's talk about intersections, stop signs, stuff. Where are you supposed to stop at?
Well, I guess it depends. I mean, do they have one of those white strips, whatever it is?
Yeah.
Pedestrian strips, I guess, whatever they're called.
Well, in the Transportation Code, 544.010, says here, a operator required to stop in this section, stop entering a crosswalk. There's that crosswalk, right? On the near side of the intersection. In absence of the crosswalk, the operator should stop at a clearly marked stop line. So now some intersections have this, the pedestrian walkway, and then they have the stop line, so they want you at the stop line.
Now, is it
they don't want your bumper inside of that crosswalk.
Yeah. So you get to stop behind that stop line, or you
yes.
stop on the stop line? Or
well,
as long as you're not in the crosswalk?
Clearly marked stop. Well, it doesn't really say.
Okay.
At. Should stop at. It didn't say on, after, or whatever. At's a big word in this deal. So I think in reasonable, with good discretion of the officer, if your tires are still on the line, you're going to be good. Okay. Now, if you put half your car over that line, you may have a problem. But I would at least say typically you would want the front part of that vehicle to be at the line.
Okay.
Because you don't want it sticking over, because it may stick over now into the pedestrian walkway. So that's just common judgment right there, I would use. So it says here the operator should stop at the nearest intersection or with the operator's view. Okay, let me go back here. If the absence of a stop line, the operator should stop at a place nearest intersection roadway where the operator has viewed approaching traffic on the intersection or roadway. Did I say anywhere in there that you got to stop at the stop sign?
No.
It didn't say that.
No.
I used to think that myself. You know, if there's nothing else there. I used to tell people, stop at the stop sign, then ease up to the intersection, and then get you a good look at what's going on. If you couldn't clearly see that, because what happens on some of these intersections, and especially in some towns, that stop sign may be 15, 20 feet back.
Yeah.
So stopping there, you're not going to get a good look at that intersection. So I always like to stop at the stop sign if none of these lines are present, and then ease up to the intersection. Look both ways, double check, and then pull out. If you do that, you find yourself whatever. But the reason I point out, so many times I approach an intersection, you'll see people flying up, and you're wondering if they're going to stop or not, and they'll have their vehicle be sticking out in the intersection. Well, that's violation of law. It's failed to stop at a designated place. So, a spot, I'm sorry. So you can be cited for that. So I just want to point that out. I'm thinking maybe there's some confusion with people where to stop at.
No, I think it's just they're not getting to it too fast.
Yeah. They didn't want to stop to begin with.
Yeah. Because there's one four-way stop here in town that I drive through quite a bit, and I make a left-hand turn every time, and I've got it's a guessing game whether these people are they going to stop at the stop sign, and then they don't stop
right.
until the halfway through,
yeah.
and then they stop and they try to keep going again whenever you're trying to make a left-hand turn. There's like, well, they're going to try to push through you, so
yeah, that's confusing.
It's something else sometimes.
Steve,
yes, sir.
There is a CVE-30 form out there somewhere. Now, this ain't my cup of tea anymore. I used to know all about all this stuff. I emailed a CVE guy, buddy of mine. Apparently, there's some covered farm vehicles stuff coming out. And it basically says there, if you registered farm plates, vehicle is conducting legitimate farm business. They are exempt from parts of the 383, which is CDL, 382, drug testing, 391, medical examiner qualification, and medical exam and driver qualification, and then 395 hours of service and 396, vehicle inspection and vehicle maintenance. So there's a form coming out, CB30. I'm going to try to get my hands on one of them. And try to get I'll try to catch our CDL drivers up on this form coming out on farmers. So it wouldn't apply unless you actually have farm plates and using a farm operation. As always, your farmers are going to get your first exemptions going on. But anyway, that's what we have for the day. And mm-hmm. Craig and Steve, thanks for coming on. And again, we're nearing that end of the start of the school year and end of the summer. And we got a lot of people trying to finish up vacation. It's hot out there. People are getting impatient. The roads are hot. We got blown tires everywhere. Make sure you're checking your vehicle out daily. When do you often check your air in your tires, Steve?
A guy told me the other day when it's flat. It's too late.
He said that. That's too late.
It's too late.
That would be a little too late.
But, again, use some patience out there, good following distance, and don't be distracted. And, obviously, we don't want anybody being impaired by any type of alcohol or drug. And we'll catch up with you next program. And I think you have a week we're going to play with, but is that still good?
I think we talked about the 25th.
Yeah, I'll be back right now. It looks like the 25th.
So there we go. Everybody knows now when you'll be back, so that's
okay.
A good thing. All right. Anyone wants to get a hold of you in the meantime?
979-776-3147 or at jimmy.morgan@dps.texas.gov.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Sergeant Morgan, Sergeant Woodard, appreciate you guys.
Yep.
Y'all stay safe. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Safe to talk here on KWHI. We're back again on the 25th of August. Another edition right here on KWHI in Brenham.
If you're driving too fast like you shouldn't do, you can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a racetrack. Or if you try to run away, I'm going to bring you back. Here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.